श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जाए, वृंदावन धाम की जाए, नवद्वीप धाम की जाए, भक्ति देवी की जाए, तुलसी महारानी की जाए, यमुना देवी की जाए, गंगा देवी की जाए, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जाए, गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Trinadapi Sunichena Tara Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. My personal goal in life is to always be able to chant the holy name of God. I was taught in Our Lady of Loreto Catholic School when I was very young, hallowed be thy name. God's name is holy. But I was not taught very much about how God's name is holy. But when you come to the Krishna consciousness movement, then you are fully enlightened. Not only is God's name holy, it is so holy that if you chant the holy name of God, you become holy. You become purified. That is the basis of this Hare Krishna movement. Our main preaching, our main teaching, chant the name of God and you will become purified. How purified? Purified enough to go back home to the kingdom of God and live eternally in his presence and associate with him personally. So this mantra is the key to success, how to chant. First, I must have the proper attitude. My mind must be in proper mood. That mood is humility. How humble I should think of myself, lower than a blade of grass. I must be tolerant, more tolerant than a tree who tolerates scorching heat, blistering cold, torrential wind and rain. Even if the tree is dying out of thirst, the tree does not protest. And the tree gives its fruits and flowers and leaves for others' benefit. Even Lord Krishna himself once was instructing the young cowherd boys that trees are like noble personalities. Today is Father's Day. My lecture will be, the topic will be, what does it mean to be a father? Tolerance is one of the qualities of a good father. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, after seeing the universal form, offers prayers and says at one point, as a father tolerates the impudence of his son. Sometimes the son becomes impudent, but the father tolerates. Then, in order to chant God's name properly, I must also give respect to everyone. Why is that? Because everyone is the resting place of Krishna. Why is that? Because God is in your heart. Some religions teach that God comes into your heart under a certain ritual. But Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am situated in everyone's heart. The good, the bad, the ugly, the young, the old, man, animal, plant, every living thing. God is there in the heart. On that basis, everyone is the resting place of God. And therefore, I must offer respects to each and every one. And then the last instruction of Lord Chaitanya, I must not be concerned with how others are respecting me. That should not be my concern. So Lord Chaitanya says, if you can do these four things, then you can easily always chant the name of God. And why should I chant the name of God? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. If you want salvation, you want emancipation, you want spiritual advancement, then there's only one way. That way is the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So these are the most important things in my life. And this year also, I am constantly remembering one particular line from a song that we sing in Prabhupada's temples every day. Please give me the privilege of devotional service. So I'm sitting on an elevated seat. I am given the privilege to speak the science of God. It's a privilege. Therefore, I must cherish it. I must respect it. And how should I respect it? By presenting the message of my spiritual master, the founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So that will be my methodology. If you are ready to hear and proceed, I would ask you to please raise your hands and repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Thank you very much. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bijapadapita. Krishna says, I am your father. He is speaking from the spiritual or original platform that the living entity, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mama Eva Angsha, you are my part and parcel. You are my offspring. So in these two verses, it is correct to say that God is everyone's father. From a material point of view, the living entities who were not fit to go back to Godhead, who were resting within Mahavishnu, when they again re-enter the material realm, activated by the glance of Mahavishnu upon the material energy Durga, the living entities in their seed-like forms are infused into the womb of the material energy, and she is glanced by Mahavishnu. That glance contains all the living entities, and that glance takes the form of Shambhu, Lord Shiva. And he injects those living entities to reappear once again in the material world because they were unfit to enter the kingdom of God. And so they're given another chance. So in that sense, materially you could say, Lord Shiva is also the Father. Then we all have a Father who gave us birth. In the Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated that the soul takes shelter of the particle of semina, and then at the time of conception is infused into the womb of the mother and then takes birth. But it is the Father who is actually giving the living entity. So what does it mean to be Father? To be Father means to be servant. The wrong conception is that to be Father means I am the enjoyer. No. To be Father means to be servant, because actually every one of us is constitutionally servant. That's why I like to sing a song in some of my preaching. I like to sing a song. You've got to serve somebody. Bob Dylan wrote that song, obviously, after coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada's writings. Because it is very clear throughout the Gita, the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that constitutionally the living entity cannot be the enjoyer. It is impossible. Rather, the living entity is servant. So as constitutionally made, I have only two choices. Either I'm going to serve God or I'm going to serve the material energy. There's no other option. I believe from my Catholic school upbringing, you cannot serve God and mammon. Same concept. Because we are children of God, we have something, actually we have many things in common with God. One of those things is free will, minute independence. That is very important. God has unlimited, absolute free will. We don't. Sorry. You wish you did. But we are given minute independence, minute free will. But it's enough. It's enough. So the constant struggle of the living entity, all of us in this life, moment to moment struggle is the conscious God, or do I want to serve illusion, this material energy, my body, my senses, my mind, my desires? It's a constant day-to-day, moment-to-moment struggle. But in either case, servant. That's what I am. Here on this altar, here in this temple, we have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He confirms what I just said, because he was once asked by his disciple Sanatan Goswami, Kayami, who am I and why am I suffering? That is an intelligent question. Every intelligent human being should be asking that question. Why am I suffering? May not be suffering right this moment, but sure enough, within time, you're going to be suffering. It doesn't take long. We all read just a few days ago, they were in a church, and then suffering, immense suffering, can happen at any moment. So Lord Chaitanya responded to Sanatan Goswami, Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnara Nitya Das. My dear Sanatan, you are nothing more, nothing less than the eternal servant of Krishna. When we say Krishna, can you all say that word?
Krishna.
I love that word. Krishna. The most beautiful sound. The very name Krishna, Krish, the attractive feature of the Absolute Truth, Na, transcendental pleasure. What a beautiful sound vibration, Krishna. We are the eternal servant of God. It's not difficult to understand. Why does a father become a father? A man marries a woman and they have children to expand their happiness. The man wants to share his prosperity. Yes. The husband and wife can live happily together and enjoy, but at some point they want to share that. So they bring forth children into the world to expand their happiness. And those of you who have children or grandchildren, you understand this point. So in the same way, we, according to Bhagavad Gita, we were never actually born. If you read the Bhagavad Gita carefully, you were never born. Why? Because you always existed. I love this concept. I love this concept. I always existed, but my driver's license says May 20th, 1950. That's not who you are. You and me, we always existed in the past, now, and in the future. This is what we learn in the Bhagavad Gita. So I like to make a joke. Get used to yourself, because you're not going away. You are here to stay. Eternal. We are God's loving servant, and he expands us. I don't like to use the word create, Because create would then give you some concept of a birth. No. We are emanating from God eternally to increase his pleasure. And we can share in his pleasure. By definition, God means always enjoying, never suffering. If God suffers, then you have a poor understanding of God. By definition, God means, because I'm happy, that's God. Always happy. Not just happy, happiness that increases at every moment. Where do you find that here in Laguna Beach? That your happiness increases at every moment? That's God. Ananda. But we can share in that happiness. That's why we exist. That question, that existential question is many times asked. Why do we exist? To share the Father, God, happiness. Just like I know many of you personally. I know you, your children. And I know how you enjoy sharing your happiness with your children. Like many of you just experienced graduation day. I saw the pictures on Facebook. The big smiles. Oh, look at my daughter. So happy. Yes. That is a confirmation that this is all for sharing our happiness. Krishna consciousness teaches us how to tap into the happiness of God and share that. Centered around the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everybody chant one time for me, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare. I selected a particular verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam to go more into this concept of what it means to be a father. This particular verse is found in the fifth canto, and it is spoken by an incarnation of God, Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev is God, and when he was on this earth millions of years ago, he had 100 sons. Some of you are thinking, 100? I can barely maintain one or two. It's such a struggle. Put them through college and this. But Rishabhadev had 100 sons. And one day he sat his sons down and he wanted to give them good instructions. Most of them would become like him. Kings. Some of them became itinerant preachers, but most of them became kings. So it was his duty to instruct them. And so, in the course of those instructions, comes this verse: Guru nasasyat svajano nasyasyat, pita nasasyat janani nasasyat. Daivang na tatsya na patishcha sasyan na mochayad ya samupeta mrityum. That last line is the key line. I would beg your indulgence if you would please repeat after me. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or worshipful demigod. So there's a lot here to talk about. So these things that Rishabhdev mentioned, they're all positions. Because in this material world, all of us are doing what is called role playing. We're all playing roles. Whether you're a father, that's a role. Mother, it's a role. I'm a preacher. That's a role. You're playing a particular part. But we learn from the Isha Upanishad, human life means responsibilities. In births lower than human beings, there are no responsibilities. Why? Because in births lower than human, there is not sufficient display of consciousness. There is consciousness, but not sufficient display. Whereas in the human form of life, now we come to a sufficient level of consciousness where we can distinguish right from wrong, where we can distinguish between higher and lower qualities. The animals and births lower than animals, they simply follow the dictates of the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Mostly passion and ignorance. There is intelligence there. Otherwise, if you ever watched an animal catch a prey, they're very intelligent. Where I used to live, where I live now, but years ago, there was a koi pond. They had nice koi fish. So one day I looked out my window, and sitting on this tree was a big bird. It reminded me of the demon Bakasura. It was a big bird, like a heron, sitting on the tree, looking at the koi fish, and just silently waiting, and then at the right moment, swooped down, captured the koi fish. And if you study nature, you'll see, I mean, on cable TV, they have all these shows. They spend millions of dollars showing how the animals are in the forest and jungle and terrain. And they show that intelligence is there. But they do not have higher intelligence. But once you get a human body, now you have more expanded facilities. You have rationale, reason, the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. That's why Prahlad Maharaj instructed, from the age of 5, one should be taught about God, about religion, about right and wrong. So the father's responsibility, he has a responsibility. Here Rishabhdev is saying, if you're a father, if you're a mother, husband, guru, you have a responsibility. That responsibility is to protect those under your care. There is material protection But on a higher sense, there is spiritual protection. Just as those of you who know the story of Lord Ram. Lord Ram had to give protection to his wife Sita and to show us the example. He went through so much tribulation just to rescue his wife Sita. As Prabhupada writes, Ram could have said, oh, what's one Sita? I'll create 1,000 more. What's one Sita? He can do that. Look, Krishna can do anything. He can expand himself. He could have said, one Sita. All right, go ahead. I'll create 1,000. No. To teach us the responsibility of being a husband, he personally had to chastise and kill Ravana for what he did to Sita, his wife. So even God demonstrates how, as a human being, we are responsible. The husband is supposed to give protection. He gives protection to his wife. He gives protection to his wife, saving her from falling down into illusion, and vice versa. The wife's duty is to protect the husband that he doesn't fall down into illusion. Many times, to this day, my wife will chastise me. Prabhuji, don't do like that. You're representing Srila Prabhupada. He would not approve of how you dress, how you act like that. That's a woman's duty, wife's duty, if necessary. The wife is to protect the husband from falling down into illusion. And the husband's duty also is to protect the wife from falling down into the illusion. And a father's business is the same thing. Where is my friend? Yeah. Are you not doing that with your son? You're giving constant protection to make sure that he does not one again fall to the path of repeated birth and death. Correct? Yes. This is the duty of the father, to give protection. Now, fathers, keep in mind, example is better than precept. The father cannot expect to tell his child, don't do this, don't do this, don't do, but he himself is doing? Nuh-uh, won't work. Because children see, they don't hear, they see. He's smoking, he's drinking, he's using four-letter words. They're going to pick up how the father actually behaves. So, responsibility. The father has to set the, just like in our movement, when Srila Prabhupada was starting this movement, he was like our father. Many of us were very, very young, 20s, Prabhupada was in his 70s. So we were always looking, and he set best example. Am I right, Adyadas? Prabhupada said. It wasn't that Prabhupada was saying, you guys do this, 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 I'm going to take a nap. That was not Prabhupada. He was telling us, rise early in the morning, take bath. He himself was doing, teaching by example. We learned everything. How to cook, how to clean, how to wash, how to sing, how to do everything. He led by example. So as fathers, we must be mindful. My example, my children are going to follow my example. Therefore, father must be very good example. Then you can expect the children to grow up properly, not otherwise. The father should instruct the children on right and wrong. My father did that to me. After church every Sunday, my father would then sit me and my brothers down and he would give us Bible class after church. After church, first he would spoil us. He would go to the bakery and buy all kinds of donuts and buns. And then, all right, now you come and sit down. And he would give us instructions on the Bible. I still remember. In that way, he was very, very good. My father was very, very strict with me. How strict? Whenever I wanted something, no. Can I do this? No. That's the only word I heard. No. That's not necessarily a good idea. If it's always no, 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 what will the children do? Okay, I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing. I'll sneak. But he was doing his best, very strict. Prabhupada was very good that way. There's one story. Prabhupada was riding in a bus with the devotees and he asked someone, what is that shop? What is that do not? And the devotee says, no, no, Prabhupada, that's donut shop. And so Prabhupada said, what is a donut? So the devotee was a cook, Mangalananda. So he explained. Prabhupada said, yes, we will go to the temple and make donuts. So that's how donuts got introduced in ISKCON. I guess this devotee knew how to make donuts. So fathers, charity begins at home. So you yourself must practice Krishna consciousness if you expect your children to practice Krishna consciousness. You yourself must chant the holy name of God in order to expect your children. You yourself must study Bhagavad Gita before you can expect your children to study Bhagavad Gita. That is where this word shakti, potency, where does it come from? It comes from when I myself, and now I'm going to invoke my New York persona. Where does shakti come from? When you walk the walk and talk the talk, forget about it. That's where the shakti comes from. To be the living example. Ideally, this is the last birth in the material world. That is what this movement is promising. As Prabhupada said so many times, in so many letters, in so many situations, that if you follow this process of Krishna consciousness as he has given it, you will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. How many believe that? I believe it. With two hands, I believe it. All he said, you chant this Maha Mantra 16 rounds every day, strictly follow the regulative principles of freedom. You do that throughout your whole life, you will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime, never to come back. But if I don't execute Krishna consciousness, if I still harbor independent, separate, selfish desires, then I have to come back and take birth again. The only reason we are appearing in this material world is because we have some desire that we want fulfilled. So the Bhagavad Gita teaches, give up desires, because that is what is keeping us prisoners here. The only desire should be, my dear Lord, how may I serve you? What is the ideal husband-wife relationship? When the husband is thinking, how can I take care of my wife in such a way that she goes back home, back to Godhead, and vice versa? If the husband, if each of them is thinking, how can I act so that my partner becomes spiritually elevated, you will always be on your honeymoon. That is ideal. A father is maintainer. That is the function of the father, maintaining the family, working, living honestly, working hard. This is more of the responsibilities of the father. Let us, everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time, please.
Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Ahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Rama
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam. Does anyone have a question? Yes. Hold on, hold on. I'm having a hard time hearing. Hold on. 1 second. Okay, what is that? Sport. Yes, it is, to be perfectly honest with you, because there is that statement when Narada Muni is explaining to Vyasadeva his self-realization. And so Narada says to Vyasadeva that when he was a young boy, he was born the son of a Sudra, and the sages came and stayed at the Dharmashala. Narada said that he was not into sports. Sports is considered frivolous activities. It's sense gratification. And yes, sports will keep you repeated birth and death. Sorry, LeBron. You're coming back again to play again. I have not heard Shravanam Kirtanam Sportsanam. It is not one of the 9 items of devotional service. Lord Chaitanya did give us the sport of bathing in the ocean, and you can do that in Krishna consciousness somehow or other. Do a sport, and everything about the sport reminded you of Krishna, then that would be good. Like, you know the history of Lord Chaitanya when he was teaching Sanskrit. Everything was taught by using the name of God, Namahari Vikarana, correct? So if you were to devise a sport where every aspect reminded you of God, then that would be all right. But I think mostly you are reminded of 4-letter words. Am I right? What's that? Whatever. Whatever. Whether it's Indian, American. Is it helping you to remember Krishna? That is the question. And we judge a thing on how closely it is connected to Krishna. Some things are directly Krishna conscious, and some things are indirectly Krishna conscious. The goal is to get to the stage where as much as possible, things are directly Krishna conscious. For instance, here is my new CD. By the way, anyone who wants it, they're free. All you have to do is ask me, and it's yours. I am that nice. Yes, you can thank me later. So this is Western music, but every single word and song is about Krishna consciousness. In fact, I'll toot my horn. Toot, toot. There was one sannyasi several years ago. He said, Prabhuji, your songs are just like a Bhagavatam class. I said, thank you, Maharaj. My life is successful. So this is music, but the music, my intention is how to make it as directly Krishna conscious as possible. So that is the criteria. Is this thing helping me to remember Krishna? That's the criteria. That you judge for yourself. Is this activity helping me to remember Krishna? More questions. Yes, sir. Yeah, you. I love this question. Thank you for this. What is your name? I love this question. Here is, one day I will write a book, Nirantara Upanishad. And one of my first shlokas will be, any chanting is better than no chanting. So chant, chant, chant. Yeah, a lot of times we start, I know for me when I'm starting, that first hare is the hardest. I don't feel hare. But at least I started. So yes, you may not have the proper attitude, but you're doing it anyway. And the idea was, you remember, these guidelines is to get to the stage where you can always easily chant. That's why we have those four things. To get to the stage where it's always easily able to chant. But you don't feel like it, you're not in a, don't worry about it. Chant. Because Maya's biggest success is when she gets you to stop chanting. Now she's got you. Once she gets you to stop chanting, she's got you under her spell. But if you chant, then you can defeat illusion, Maya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You like my answer? Oh, good. More? Yes, back there. Yes. Wait. How, it's hard. I can't hear what she's saying. Unfortunately, that is not what is taught by Lord Chaitanya. So I don't know. I can only present what Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada are teaching. They're teaching me always audibly chant the holy name. Can we all do it together one time? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Other questions? Yes. As a father, you cannot allow your children to wander off into traffic, can you? When your children were small, you may see their But they're getting into traffic. You didn't care. You knew better. You pulled them. So they may not understand, but you understand. So whether they appreciate or not, you still have to do your duty. You still have to give protection. Whether they appreciate it or not, you have to do what is right. And that's what you're going to be held accountable for. Nobody said that being a father, it's a thankless task. Yeah, one day out of the year, you get a card. Okay? The other 364 days is... So it's a thankless task. But that's all right. We have to do our duty. That's what we have to do. That's what responsibility means. We're over time, my God. This is not... One more? Five more minutes. What else? What did he say? Oh, Father's Day special. Yes, Mata. And so, well, yes, that's true. So that's why we chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra before chanting, so that we become free from offenses. Are you all chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra before chanting Hare Krishna? Yes. Then you're becoming free from offenses. But that in no way takes anything away from what Prabhupada said. That's why I asked everyone, how many of you believe that just by chanting 16 rounds and following the four principles, you will go, and you, most of you raised your hand and said, yes, I believe. So the conclusion is that if you're able to follow the four principles and chant 16 rounds every day, you must have come to the stage of chanting without offense. Must. Otherwise, why is Prabhupada saying it? I have complete faith in what Prabhupada teaches. That much I can say in this life. You can't say much, but I can say this. I have complete faith in what Prabhupada teaches. And that's why I said, how many of you, I believe it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I think you had a question.
Yes, I was going to ask, what if somebody has a father in their life who no longer wants to be a major role in their life? Should they try to put a father figure in Krishna or Guru?
Oh, definitely. Because, like, my father passed away. So the material father comes and goes. But your spiritual father, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, and your spiritual master, they're always there for you. Prabhupada said that in terms of the spiritual master, there is the physical presence and then there's the instruction. The physical presence is sometimes there, sometimes not. Prabhupada left in 19, but his instructions are there. So yes, take full shelter of Krishna's instructions, your spiritual master's instructions, and you will be protected. That's our shelter, is the instructions of Krishna and Guru. Excellent. Good luck. May you be successful. Good enough?
Perfect.
You want to stop here?
No, we can keep going.
Sensei, when you go to your eternal blessing, do you send us your wisdom?
When I go, when I leave my body. If what, okay, good question. If what I say is the words of Krishna, then yes, that sound vibration is eternal. So anything that I say that is corroborated by the statements of the scriptures and the spiritual master, that is eternal true. And those blessings. Would you like a blessing? I bless you that you can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense. Let's all bless her. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And may that blessing be forever for you. What else? Going once? Twice? Sold! Thank you very much.